Hey there, welcome along. I hope you're safe wherever you are. Of course, it's me, Damien, back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for October 28th, 2020. As you all know, this is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours, so let's get to it. With Halloween this Saturday, Google is getting into the spirit, literally, with special 3D animals and objects to celebrate the occasion. Google added a 3D black cat and two other delightful pets wearing costumes, as well as other October 31st mainstays like a human skeleton. Similar to the Easter Bunny back in April, these trick-or-treating creatures are distinguished by costumes. The black cat just comes with a wizard hat, a German shepherd which is now a pirate dog, and a hot dog which hilariously appears in the knowledge panel for the actual food item when you search for it. Google invites you to say boo to these characters, with all three accompanied by soundtracks once you tap that View in 3D button within Search. A shortcut here shows other related models and saves you from having to do a fresh search to access each individual one. You then have the option to view in your 3D space to take a picture or video of the virtual object in the real world, just like with the 3D animals earlier this year. Meanwhile, searching for Halloween lets you summon a 3D ghost into a 3D space. The ends of the white sheet are appropriately transparent, but even this spectre leaves a shadow in Google's virtual recreation. You can conjure up a jack-o'-lantern, or rather three of them, and these pumpkins have a spooky laugh as they do rock to side in 3D view. Last up from Google is a 3D human skeleton, which will actually dance when you do activate it. This has the potential to produce a variety of viral moments, especially when enlarged and placed menacingly close to others you unsuspectingly record. Google's 3D Halloween animals and objects are available on most modern Android and iOS devices. Just search them up on a mobile browser or in the Google app and scroll until you find the animated card. Streaming was supposed to be the most affordable answer to traditional live TV, but the example of YouTube TV has shown that even that can get pretty pricey. Today, though, T-Mobile announced T-Vision, or TV Vision, a live TV streaming service that starts at $40 a month in the US. T-Vision is broken up into three primary categories: live, vibe, and channels. With live, there's the base $40 a month option, which offers core channels such as ABC, Fox, NBC, ESPN, and more on top. 30 channels are included in total. Beyond that, there are two optional tiers. Live TV Plus adds 10 more sports channels, including NFL Network, ESPNU, and others. Finally, Live Zone hits a $60 a month price point for all of the previous channels, as well as NFL Zone and 10 additional channels. T-Vision Vibe costs just $10 per month and offers over 30 channels, including AMC, BET, Discovery, Food Network, HGTV, and many others. Finally, T-Vision Channels offers an a la carte channels such as Stars, Epix, and Showtime without further bills. Just pay for the channels and you're pretty much good to go. There's a full lineup of channels on T-Mobile's site if you do want to check it out for yourself. What's the catch though? Well, you're required to be a T-Mobile wireless customer in order to get in on the fun. That's a shame considering the service is technically available on Android TV, Google TV, Amazon Fire TV, and also Apple TV at launch. Also of note with this new service is that there's an optional T-Vision Hub dongle powered by the Android TV platform. That device is better integrated with the service and also works with Netflix, Disney Plus, and many other major services. OnePlus has been rumoured to be working on a smartwatch for years now, but nothing has ever been announced or hit the market, save some technical drawings which were shared by Carl Pei a few years ago. Rumours hit the peak earlier this year, and apparently the OnePlus watch was supposed to be released sometime in October, but a new report claims it's been delayed. Apparently the OnePlus watch has been postponed indefinitely. While it isn't known, we have seen confirmation that the watch was originally set to be released at some point in October 2020, but as the month comes to an end, it's revealed that announcement has been postponed for an indeterminate amount of time. So what's with the OnePlus Watch delay then? Well, it's unknown why exactly, but it does make some sense. The OnePlus 8T would have been a good time to launch this device, but this week's Nord launch wouldn't have been very appropriate. Given the skip, it's most likely that the OnePlus Watch will now arrive alongside the OnePlus 9, a product that is expected to debut in March. And finally, following the 3 days of good stuff from Stadia, November 2020 will see 6 games join Stadia Pro on Sunday. This includes new titles, Sniper Elite 4, The Gardens Between, and Hello Neighbor Hide and Seek, as well as Risk of Rain 2. After adding 6 Pro games last month and in September, Google is continuing that trend this month. November 1st, we'll see all games come to the $9.99 membership, starting with Sniper Elite 4. Another new on Stadia title is The Gardens Between, where players wield control over time to unravel puzzles in a rich, tranquil setting. Next up is Hello Neighbor Hide and Seek, which is a sequel with more chilling hijinks and stealth action than the original. Three other titles that round out November are Risk of Rain 2, which is a roguelike game where you can join forces with up to three friends in an innovative and haunting adventure from Gearbox Publishing, Republic, which is a stealth game that includes hacking and avoiding enemies, and Sundered Eldritch Edition, which lets you unravel dark magics and unlock new paths in an exploratory platformer. This month also sees four games leave the Pro subscription on Halloween: Just Shapes and Beats, Metro Last Light Redux, Strange Brigade, and West of Loathing will leave the Pro tier. As we mentioned, all of these new additions will be available from November 1st at midnight Pacific time. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com, and be sure to subscribe to the 9to5Google Daily on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.